Hey, you want to hear something you haven't heard in a while?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Joe.
And this is Lisa.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for March 12th, 2011. Well, here we are in front of the microphone again.
That's kind of funny because we didn't actually play the music, so I wasn't sure what the. But I figured it out.
It's going to be edited in post-production.
I know, I get it. Look, you can see behind the scenes.
Ooh, we're peeling that curtain back. We're breaking that fourth wall. You okay?
All right, we'll put it back up, sorry. So we have an exciting local event to talk about today that brought us back to the microphone.
That's right. Can you tell us?
I can. It's Peggy Canaan's three-day music festival in honor of their 10th anniversary and St. Patrick's Day, which not coincidentally coincide. Peggy's is like our favorite place in Arlington Heights, one of several favorite places, a place that's really been actually very special to us personally. And we're really, really excited about the big event coming up on March 17th, 18th, and 19th. And Joe actually got a chance to go into Peggy's and talk to the owner, Derek, and get all the details.
So we are at Peggy Canaan's with Derek Hanley, owner and entrepreneur and businessman and what else? What other titles do you like?
I think you've covered it.
He's a good guy. We're here to talk about the 10th anniversary three-day music festival that's going to be coming up, starting on Thursday the 17th. Derek, why don't you give us a little overview of what it's all about?
Well, I wanted to celebrate our 10th anniversary as a cornerstone in the revitalization of downtown Arlington Heights in a unique way. So I thought, why not create a huge music fest to celebrate our anniversary, our community, and our Irish heritage, in which music is so important to us.
This is not a small event. This is a huge deal. In previous years, you've always had your anniversary parties here on St. Paddy's Day. You usually can't get near the place on St. Paddy's Day, which is good. Good for business.
Yeah.
But this time around, you're actually doing something a little bit different, something really big for the venue.
A little bit different. We're doing a three-day music fest. We have a tent already erected. We're going to start the festivities on March 17th at 11 o'clock. Our first band is going to be a traditional six-piece band called Beltini. The lead guy in that band is actually he's the head of the Academy of Irish Music in Chicago. His name is Noel Rice. Very talented man. He's the first band. We're going to start at 1 o'clock. After that, then we're going to have a group from Ireland called the Screaming Orphans. Mm-hmm. Four sisters directly from Ireland. They're a very, very talented group. They're going to come straight after that, kind of Coors Cranberries type music with a bit of an Irish twist.
Okay.
After that, then we have the U2 tribute band Elevation, which
always
I've had here
favorite.
Many times.
Yeah, it's a
good
always
band.
A favorite.
Followed by the Shannon Rovers, Chicago uh-huh. Pipe Band. And then we're going to do Synthium, which is a Celtic rock band, a lot of energy, very interactive with the crowd. They're from Washington, D.C. They play mm-hmm. nothing but big venues, Milwaukee Irish Fest, Kentucky Irish Fest. They play just all the big festivals around the country.
Great.
So that's Thursday's lineup. It's basically almost 11 hours of music.
Excellent.
Okay, it's 40
so
bucks to get in.
So you're starting at 11 o'clock, and it's going until what time on
11
Thursday?
11 o'clock at night.
11 to 11.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
There is a cover. It's 40 bucks to get in for all five bands. There is mm-hmm. food being served in the tent, full bar, beer, wine, mixed drinks. Every cocktail that you have in there is $6 flat. It's a good price.
Uh-huh.
And then on Friday, we start the festivities at 4 o'clock. The tent opens. We start the first band at 5 with Seven Heaven. Very, very good band. They just opened for Bon Jovi down at Soldier Field. Followed by the Ides of March.
Chicago favorite.
Yeah,
that's right.
70s band. They're going to go on about 7:30. And then we have our national act, Sister Hazel.
Uh-huh.
Going to finish up tonight. Again, we're going to be playing until about 11:15 on Friday. It's 45 bucks on that day. Again, to get you in for all three bands. And then on Saturday, we're going to start open at 11.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're going to start the first band at, I believe it's noon. And that's the first band, Neverly Brothers.
Okay.
Very, very talented
another
group
Chicago,
of guys.
Another
yeah.
Chicago favorite.
Yeah.
Yep.
American English, which is that Beatles tribute band.
Right.
Plays a lot of the festivals.
And they really are one of the top Beatles tribute bands around as
no
well.
Question.
I mean, they're doing the full show with the costumes
yeah.
and everything. And
yeah.
They're great. They're actually an Arlington Heights favorite. They appear
yeah.
at Frontier Days
That's
every
right,
year.
Yeah.
They're just great. So it'd be great to see them here as well.
They're followed by High Infidelity, which
uh-huh.
is an 80s cover band, very high energy band, and then followed by the good old 38 Special.
The nationally acclaimed 38 Special.
They're going to kick off about 9:15. They'll go till about 11:15. That's $50 for all four bands. Now, you can buy your tickets online. If you go to Peggy's website, www.peggycanans.com, and you can see everything is listed on there. We have a Facebook page that we started just for this particular concert. And you can click on, it'll give you times, what's going on, kind of breaks everything down for you, just what I just spoke about. And or you can buy tickets in Peggy's beforehand, or you can just purchase them at the door.
And how many, the tents that are set up here, you have several tents, and there are going to be, like Derek said, there are Facebook pages, we'll have pictures on the website as well. How many people can you hold? What's the capacity of this going to be? Because there are several tents actually
flipped
together.
Yeah, I think we're talking about 3,000 people.
Oh, great.
So we need people to show.
Oh, people will show.
They hope so. Yeah.
You're also advertising pretty heavily along all the metro lines. There's a, you said you got a billboard up on 990.
I-90 Arlington Heights and 90 heading eastbound.
Yeah.
And we're at 5 or 6 of the train stops starting from Barrington into Mount Prospect and then downtown at Oglesby Station.
Big one at Oglesby. For those of you who go downtown, check between tracks 6 and 7. There's a giant poster for that, which is really cool. There's also something you had mentioned about a gift certificate drawing.
If you're in the tent before 6 o'clock, there'll be a drawing for a $500 gift certificate each night to Peggy's.
Excellent.
So that's a nice little incentive to get there a little bit earlier.
Very good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Where are people going to park when they're down here? All the parking is available? Or?
Well, there are several parking garages available. They're also listed on our website. There's a map. Shows you, there's one right beside the event itself. Then there's one about 4 blocks over by the theater on Arlington Heights Road. And there's a couple on the other side of Northwest Highway. Having said that, we really want to encourage people to jump on that metro.
That's right.
Take the train. It's a half a block to the festival.
Exactly.
No parking. You don't have to pay for anything.
Big fans of public transportation, especially if you're going to be celebrating.
Yeah.
Really celebrating.
Yeah.
Anything else? We got the website. We got the tickets. We got the schedule. All the stuff is going to be linked in the show notes for the podcast, so everyone's going to be able to just click right through to that, so that's going to be great.
Excellent.
And we're just wishing a lot of luck and looking forward. We'll be there. Absolutely.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Okay, Derek, thanks a lot for
Joe.
Your time.
Thanks, buddy.
See you later.
See you. Thank you.
Thanks to Derek for taking the time to sit down with me. I was over there in the morning before we did the interview. I asked him if we could walk over and walk through the place, and he said, sure. So we actually walked down the street and we walked through the tents. When we went over there, there were a bunch of people from the village and the fire department there who wanted to talk to him. And I, as we were walking towards the, tents, I said, hey, all eyeballs are on you as we're crossing the street here.
Yeah, this is a big deal. The tents are huge. It's all on the up and up with the village. Not that it wouldn't be, but it's really like he's got everybody involved. He's going to have police officers in there. He didn't mention this on the interview, but he mentioned to us how he's going to have uniformed police officers in there. Uh-huh. This is going to be safe. It's 21 and over, but it's going to be safe. It's going to be clean. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be no trouble. It's going to be just great.
Right. For those of you who are familiar with the area, too, this is the vacant block that's right next to the parking garage on Highland Avenue. Highland Vale, Campbell, you know the garage, the big garage. If you're in Arlington
Google
Heights,
it.
You know what we're talking. Yeah, Google it. You'll find it. And like Lisa said, it's 21 and over, so we have two young ladies in our house who won't be able to partake.
Much and to their chagrin.
They're kind of broken up about it.
And there's going to be $6 cocktails.
That's the thing that I'm looking forward to.
We better walk. Forget parking. And they're going to have kind of, not the full Peggy's menu, but hot sandwiches and pizza, it looks like. So plenty of stuff to munch on.
It promises to be a great event. So come on out. Perhaps we'll bump into you. Perhaps I'll bump into you.
Probably.
If I can pry you away from the $6 drinks at the cocktail.
Okay. Can't wait. I'm painting my nails green right now as we speak.
That's awesome. What shade of green is this?
It's called San Francisco. It's like Kelly green, though. Look, it's like emerald green.
So you don't need to head into this.
And you don't need to paint your nails if you're not up for that.
Good advice. Well, that's it for this time, short and sweet, but this is an important event. We wanted to make sure we got in front of the microphone for this.
For sure. It's huge for Derek, or huge for Peggy's, I should say, huge for Arlington Heights, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, be there. If people want to get a hold of us, they can reach us via the phone number, which is 206 206- 203-3283, which still spells date. And you want to know something interesting about that number?
Yeah.
I think it's on some infomercial or some late night phone sex line or something like that, because it's really weird. We've been getting calls, a lot of hang-up calls from all over the country, and they come in batches. They come in batches. Like, we'll get six at once overnight. Uh-huh. Like, and you'll hear people, like, hanging up. At one point, I checked. I got a voicemail, and it was from a prison. And it said, you are receiving a collect call from such and such state penitentiary in Lexington, Kentucky, or something like that.
Oh,
and if to accept this, press 1.
Which, of course, we would have, but it was on voicemail.
So if you somehow got that number through an infomercial for something, I don't know, we apologize. Perhaps you can go back and listen to some of the other shows and get some enjoyment out of that. Or send us an email at cheapdateshow@gmail.com, or you can join our Facebook group. Look for Cheap Date Show on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for this time.
That's it.
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.